Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Summertime, and that means lots going on.
Oh, yes.
But I wanted to ask you first of all about something, and when we talked with Byron Taylor with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce about this a while back, but I really think it's an interesting thing, the Makerspace outfit that has started in Greenville.
Yes, this is apparently a nationwide movement that I was not that familiar with, but what a great idea. And it's a collective where you've got different tools for your projects you want to try, and you've got people who know how to use those tools that are willing to be volunteers and mentors. And Greenville is in the process of starting one right now, and it's they've got a building in downtown Greenville that they're clearing out, where they're going to be setting up with different equipment, and you're going to be able to either, if you've got a project you want to work on or a skill you want to learn. In particular, right now, I think it's going to be in sort of the woodworking and mechanical type trades, but there's even talk about eventually maybe even doing things like sewing lessons or some other things that can be designed to help people create.
Yeah, working with their hands.
Working with their hands.
Yeah. And where I remember we said this when Byron and I talked, but what building is that in?
Well, for most of your listeners, it's probably going to be best described as the Habitat for Humanity Restore Shop, although they've changed, and I understand they've got a different name now, but it's basically, it's across from the police station in downtown Greenville.
Okay, so toward the western end of Lee Street.
In the last block.
Got it. Now I know.
Yeah.
And so they're not really up and running yet quite.
No, but they're selling memberships. And I understand that, you can get a monthly membership that allows you to basically come in and use everything and use the tools and everything as much as you want.
So if you're inclined toward that, working with your hands and making things and being industrious, that's going to be great.
The easiest way to find out more about it is there's a Facebook page, Makerspace Greenville, or Makerspace Greenville.
And they may
have a website, makerspacegreenville.com, but at least, you can go to Facebook.
And Makerspace is one word.
Yes.
Makerspace.
Good point. Makerspace Greenville.
All right, great. So that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I went to their inaugural meeting because I thought, there's things I'd love to learn. I'm always so amazed at some of the things I see people to do, and I think, boy, I'd love to learn that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, though, it is astonishing what people are able to do, and this absolutely helped you do it.
Yes.
Good. So, as we say, summertime, and you had a real interesting thing there in your list of events on the Wright Park Golf Course in Greenville, which has been around forever, and I guess people take it for granted. But
I think so. I think we forget that it's really a nice golf course, and Mr. Hartline has managed that thing for years and has taken care of it and has really, I think, done a wonderful job with it. And I think it's a little jewel in Greenville we forget about.
9-hole golf course there on Highway 69 to the east, as if you're going out toward Lone Oak and Emory.
Right. But, it's right by the Fletcher Warren Civic Center.
Right.
That's
right there on the beside it. But they have some regular weekly events.
Yes. Every Tuesday they have Senior Scramble. In the morning, of course, when it's cool. And then every Thursday, they do what they call a shamble, which I in some ways, I guess what I really figured it was is it's just a scramble for the bad golfers. But it turns out that it is a little bit more than that.
It is. It's like a scramble. And I won't get it. It's a four-person team thing.
Yeah.
But you'll figure it out.
They've also, something that's interesting that I did not include in my membership because there really wasn't a lot of space, is if you're a regular golfer and you really like it and want to go a lot, they actually even sell memberships that allow you to use the course more and save some money as opposed to paying the big green fees every time you go. Like they're that big. They really aren't.
Right. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Another item there about Wright Park, they have, I saw on June 30th, I never had heard of this. I'm not a golfer, but I follow golf a little bit, but hadn't heard of this. A 3-iron tournament on June 30th.
Yeah.
So I guess you just use the 3-iron.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
So
they do several of these through the years with different irons that you have to play the whole course with that.
Yeah. So also, of course, 4th of July coming up, and Greenville just really has a great 4th of July.
That is far and away my very favorite time of the year in Greenville. I just love it. the whole day is full of activities. It start and they're centered around Park Street, mm-hmm. and then at this the Greenville Sports Park. And in the morning on Park Street, you start with the Firecracker 5K, which is a 5K run, and then followed at 10 o'clock by the Park Street Parade, which is a wonderful, marvelous little small town parade that anybody that wants to be in it can be in it.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I love it. Thank you.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.